Yes, good morning, folks. Pilgrim Chris. And how do you measure success? Well, this boo has been sort of inspired and prompted, if you like, by two people. One is an author called Francis Tappan, who wrote a book called Hike Your Own Hike. And it sounds like a hiking book by its title. And indeed, it is to a degree. Francis Tappan walked the Appalachian Trail, and whilst walking that trail, came up with some principles of life, to how to get the best out of life, if you like. And you could class it, I suppose, as a self-help book, although I don't find it as cloying as some self-help books. I also find it very interesting because what he's saying in the book is something that we all really know. But it just helps to guide you or guide one through the thought processes of how to improve your life slightly. And, well, greatly, if you really read the book. And Phil, Daylight Gambler, recorded an audiobook a couple of days ago talking about one of the principles of the book, albeit probably unwittingly. He certainly, Phil didn't mention the book in any way, so I'm assuming that it's a coincidence that I've just been reading this interesting book and listening to Phil's boo. And so we're talking about how to measure success. And I recommend you listen to Phil's boo. I'll put a link to it in the description here of my boo. And I'll put a link to the Francis Tappan's page where you can get a brief outline of his book and buy it if you wish. But how do we measure success? Well, success. What does it mean to you, first of all? How do you think of success? What does it mean to you? Is it how wealthy you are? Is it how successful you are in life compared to your peers? One of the things Phil mentioned in his book is, we tend to compare our success by our peers. We look at those around us, see how successful they are, and it's usually to do with work-related issues, possibly relationships. But more often than not, it's to do with how we see them living their life in a monetary or material way. And this is often a trap, I think. Although Phil didn't fall into the trap, again, I suggest you listen to his boo. It was quite a good boo, actually. Measuring success for me is about happiness, measuring my own contentment in life. And to do that, sometimes we do look at our peers, we do look at what people around us are doing, how successful they are in all walks of life. But I tend to look at it after looking at reading this book, Hike Your Own Hike, by looking at my peers, but in a different way. Looking at my peers who are possibly financially and worse off than me, but who are also very happy or happier than I am. And I've noticed this throughout life recently that there are people who I know, people who I follow on social networks, people I know in real life, if you like, who don't seem to have an awful lot financially, but are very happy. And I've always been trying to work out why that is. And it's basically because they're living the life they want to live it, and with a passion for that life. So whatever they're doing, they do it with a passion. Now, when we consider what that really means, when we, for example, if we have a job, how many of us can say that we truly look forward to going to work? How many of us can say that we go to bed at night thinking, wow, I'm going to work tomorrow? There's not many people I would imagine that can say that. But then, are we using work? The word work itself can be off-putting. If it's part of our life, if it's part of the way we live our lives, that job that we do, if it's part of what we really want to do, then is it work? Is it something that is just an evolution of our daily life? Something that is making us happy? Something that is enabling us to be passionate, be happy, and be content? When we measure our success by other people, if we measure it by those who are more financially better off than us, who enjoy a more materialistic lifestyle, and by that, I don't mean people who are materialistic and soulless. I mean people who have a lot of material goods. They could be anything from a nice house, or houses, cars, holidays, big TVs, that sort of thing. If we measure our success by theirs, then we're obviously going to also have a negative approach to ourselves. We're going to think we need to do better. But if we measure our success by other people who are, if you like, in a less financial, secure situation than ourselves, have less material goods than ourselves, but who are also very happy, then that's a good way to start measuring success. Because success isn't about solely how much we earn. It isn't solely about how many holidays we take a year, how big our car or house is. Those things can play a factor. But surely it's more about waking up in the morning and thinking, this is the life I'm living because this is the life I choose to live and the life I want to live. And whilst we can always improve, of course we can, surely that's a good state to be in. I'm trying to find my own path at the moment. I'm in a work situation that isn't suited to me, but I'm doing it because it's enabling me to do something else. It's a step on the ladder to enable me to live my own life, to live my life with a passion. And so therefore, I am hiking my own hike, albeit not in the way that I would like to, ultimately. And so we can look at what we do every day. We can look at the work that we do as a stepping stone if we're not enjoying our jobs. We can look at ways of finding work that we want to do, finding a way of life that we want to lead. And sometimes we have to make choices. We have to stop doing what we're doing because it's making us unhappy. Do we wake up in the morning thinking, what a great day? Or do we wake up in the morning on a Thursday morning and thinking, it'll soon be the weekend, thank God for that? Because I see a lot on social networks, I talk a lot with friends and work colleagues, and everything seems to revolve around the weekend, getting to the weekend, which implies that the week, the five-day working week, isn't a happy time. It's a time to get through quickly so we can get to those days where we have to ourselves, where we're not working. And this seems such a shame. We spend the majority of our existence working, or thinking about work, travelling to work, preparing for work. And if we're not happy in our work, then the happiness that we gain at the weekends is short-lived and can also be disappointing. We can put a lot of effort into those days where we think that we're going to be happy, and something might come up and find that we're not happy. It hasn't worked out how we expected. And then we have a whole week of disappointment, if you like. Surely it's better to find a position to be in that means that we're content throughout the week. Is this a holy grail? Is this something that's unachievable? Not at all. I've read many reports. I know many people who are living that lifestyle, that they're happy every day. They do wake up in the morning glad to be alive, glad to be going into their work, a work that they love doing. Sometimes it means life changes. We have to make changes in our lives, and dramatic changes too. And one of the things about measuring success, how we measure success, is also about how we might need to downgrade our lives. By that I mean that we tend to upgrade all the time, whether it's the latest phone, a new car, bigger house, better holiday. We're looking for something bigger and better than we've had before in some way, when sometimes the latest thing, our mobile phone, our TV is adequate for the job, more than adequate for the job. Our holidays are great, really. So sometimes instead of upgrading, we should settle. We could settle for where we are, we could be happy with that, or we could downgrade. We could think to ourselves, do we need all this clutter? Do we need the things that we are actively seeking? Are they making us happy? Are they making us successful? Because for me, success is based on happiness. It's based on contentment. It's based on how you wake up every morning, how you feel about yourself and those around you. These are just some thoughts, and I may do a few more boos on this down the line, exploring this process a little bit more. I'm not promising anything, but I was pulled out of my boo semi-retirement by Daylight Gambler's Boo and by this book by Francis Tapon, Hike Your Own Hike. Anyway, it's 6:30 in the morning. Been great chatting. I shall catch up with you soon. Have a great day all, and if applicable, God bless.